and particularly young girls, of displaced persons. Thank you. Thank you for giving me the floor, Your Excellency. I think it important that the committee is aware that since 2019, the President Tshisekedi Chilombo set up the National Agency to tackle the issue of human trafficking. In 2022, the rank of this body was raised to be a coordinating body to address the issue of human trafficking. We work on prevention, protection of victims and witnesses, the prosecution of traffickers and smugglers, and partnership. We have set up an expanded technical commission. Different ministries are represented in that body to engage in discussions and debate. We also use that as a forum to hear from representatives of NGO and representatives of the United Nations system, as well as from certain embassies in the DRC, particularly the US embassy. When it comes to human trafficking, particularly for the purposes of sexual exploitation, it has become abundantly clear to us that in conflict zones, particularly in areas such as Goma, women and children are particularly vulnerable to sexual exploitation. There are an increasing number of maisons de tolérance, or brothels, which is not a nomenclature that we appreciate, because calling them maison de tolérance gives the impression that we tolerate what's going on behind these closed doors. More vulgarly, we would call them in French a bordel, a brothel, a knocking shop. I apologize for using that language, but I think it's more appropriate. But we see an increasing number of these brothels in urban areas around Goma, in the mining areas as well. They are, stricto sensu, illegal. They're places of sexual exploitation, and those working in them are victims, often minors, who are compelled to work in these places in extremely degrading and humiliating circumstances because they have no other choice. On forced labour, we work here very closely with the Ministry of Labour to reduce the rate of forced labour. We see that as a phenomenon a great deal in the mining sector. By way of response, there has been a raft of legislation drawn up by the Ministry of Mines to tackle labour exploitation in the mines, particularly in the east of the country, in, for example, the cobalt mines. There's a lot of forced labour because of the profits that can be gained and because of the lack of control and oversight, given the situation in the East. A lot of the forced labour is children. We're talking about children working in these forced conditions in the mines. We talk a great deal less about the phenomenon of child combatants, because since 2016 there have been no children recruited to the ranks of the armed forces of the DRC. That said, there are a lot of child combatants, adolescent combatants in the armed groups. Often these people are duped. They often come either locally or from just over the border in neighboring countries. They're duped, saying, we're going to give you an opportunity to work in the mines and earn your own living. And then when they sign up and join the people who are spinning them this yarn, they end up being recruited into the ranks of armed forces. Now, we have four different categories for assessing at-risk places of work, etc. That runs from a 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 category when it comes to forced labour, and the same rankings in place for trafficking. And we're classed in terms of trafficking as a category 2 country, and we haven't budged from that classification for many years now, though we're seeking to turn that around, working very closely with the Ministry of Human Rights to really tackle the phenomenon of human trafficking. That said, there's a lot of corruption that surrounds human trafficking, as I expect you're aware, which is a real phenomenon which pushes back against all of our goals, all of our initiatives. We're often run up against the corruption which people don't cooperate. We're dealing, of course, with criminal groups who are principally operating in the eastern part of the country, where they enjoy almost total impunity for their trafficking and smuggling activities. The government is fully alive to what's happening. We're not trying to sweep this under the carpet. At the level of the president's office, we have a unit which tackles corruption, an anti-corruption unit, because we know that it feeds into human trafficking as well as a range of other nefarious problems. Now, the armed conflict continues to rage, as we've said repeatedly, prosecuted by the Rwandan armed forces and the M23 armed group operating around Goma and in the east of the country. These armed groups often abduct civilians, particularly women and children, for the purposes of sexual exploitation or for forced labour in the mines, as I said earlier. this political instability and the mass movement of displaced persons gives them a cover to carry out these activities. Many of the displaced persons leaving their communities are often vulnerable, and of course they often fall victim to trafficking, either directly or there's abduction of children, of vulnerable adults. In addition to that, there's a lot of sexual exploitation in the IDB and refugee camps themselves. Now, the government of the DRC is doing its utmost to combat the phenomenon of human trafficking. We have the technical subcommittee, which has been referred to earlier. Inter alia, that draws up reports, which it sends to the United Nations. And to the Human Trafficking Index Office. We work very closely with, for example, Vienna and the UN office there. We have been able to stabilize things. We're not happy to still be at a Category 2 ranking, but at least we haven't gone up. We are alive to the fact that human trafficking is still a phenomenon that we need to grapple with. It's a serious issue, but I think not just in the DRC, but of course around the world. But we're not downplaying it at all. Microphone, please, to the chair.